Yeah. Yeah, so I was zocher to be a sandik today at a bris, so I give everyone a bracha. They should have a lot of hatzlacha, good health, nachas, and chotuv. Yeah, so after the bris, well, we were talking about the Chachma Sadin, the Rechaim says, this bris you don't have to worry about, Okay, I neglected to bracket, I don't know why, the first two pages, sometimes it happens. Okay, so basically, what I want to show you today is a couple of important things regarding Chochmas Sadeh and Divrei Chaim. Eventually, you know, we're going to go on to something else. Yeah. But as I said, the whole gang that I got involved in this was this whole thing, this whole, this, you know, that. So I have to get it out of my system till it gets out of my system. Okay, this is a question. Take a look on page one, the first line. I apologize, I didn't bracket. Tanoi, the Tanya Bosser Afal Pishisham Baharis Yimol. Right, so the halacha is that there's an isser to cut tzaras. Right? No, you're not allowed to cut. Hishomer benega tzaras. Apostle Kimat, Pashas Ki Seitze. Hishomer pen va'al is lo sasa. So you can't take a knife and you have a tzaras and cut. And just this is the... Anytime. There's an isser to cut off... So if a person has tzaras, mokamila, so this is the famous sugya all over here in Shabbos, and the famous Yivamas essay, Dokolosa essay. So you have a special gzeres hakasuv, bosser afal pi sheyishem beharis yimol, and it's based on essay Dokolosa essay, a sugya in Shabbos, and a whole thing here. So the question that has to be raised is if you hold like the Chochmas Adam, so of course you have to be Chotech. So if you have to be Chotech, so then there's going to be a conflict when there's Saras on the Orla. So then you have to come into this, you have special Heter, Baharis, I say Dochalosa, etc. But if you hold like the other Shitas, that you don't necessarily have to be Chotech, so what's the whole Gemara talking about? In other words, fakir, esse dochalosa se is dochel, only efshar bin yanacher. Right, whenever there's a dechia, that's only if the efshar bin yanacher. If it's efshar bin yanacher, then you don't be dochel. So if I have an alternative way of doing a bris milah, which is still kosher, mikar adin, so the chora, what gives you the right to, So we saw a little bit in the Dvar Avram. So this...
The Easter is Yishomer Negat Tzaras, when you cut it off or you peel it off or whatever, you take it off your earlier, aren't you? So what difference does it make for that?
No, but if it's still... In other words, the simple pshat is that if you're not cutting it off, the Lashon HaGemara is Kotzeitz Negat Tzaras. So if you're not Kotzeitz, so then... And even if you're peeling, you're not removing it. So maybe then you didn't violate the Issa.
If you peel it, it's still
tummy,
or it's still the coin can't see it anymore.
Did you violate the Issa?
You got tatter without the coin telling me. I obviated the coin. Got him out of the picture. I did it my own.
Is that so? In other words, you want to say maybe in a hanami?
It doesn't take
seats
in the Torah.
Right.
You have to do it the right way. Do it
to
the
Kohen. Right. Is that Matayah? Even though if you un-thing
the
thing.
Can't see, even if it's on the physical, you can't see it.
So let's see. Okay, let's see. So the Marsham, it took me a long time to find this. Because it's in the Sefer Koris Habris, on Hilchas Mila by Rabbi Leo Posek. And in that sefer, there's a section called Avi Nachal Divrei Shalom by the Marsham, according to someone of the Sfarim. And to find that was an avoda kasha. So, but this question was so important to me that I didn't give up till we found this this thing here. So on page 3, and I give thanks to my friend Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the Mendel Gottesman Library for helping me understand the words of the Marsham. Shamati Litmoa. Mihad Mila Bitsaras the Esidokolosis. Fimosh Kos of Ramba Peragyud Bitumas Tsaras Aloch Alf. Einu Chayiv El Bchotech Kol HaBaheres. Right? So you have to be Chotech the whole thing.
So just parts. Okay.
Right. In Cain, Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. So if you have a problem, what's the problem? Sheyachtok Rach Tzoso. And the rest, you, V'litchok Hashan O'Chorov. That's the question. So he gives 3 terutzim, and again, I thank Rabbi Moshe Shapiro for explaining to me each of the 3 terutzim. And he says, nearly, so I'll say over how Rabbi Moshe Shapiro explained, in other words, like this. In other words, what's the halacha? You have a neged tzaras, and then you have to have a siman tumah in the neged tzaras. You know, the soros or michya means fresh skin in the nega. So if you would cut off something that would metaher, they like the shepherds have in the rashba, like metaher. So say for example you cut off the michya, which is the fresh skin in the tzaras. So say the whole michya was kshir adasha, that was the and that's the shear of the michya. And even if you cut a little bit, then you don't have a shear of a michya. Whereas his idea, the way Rabbi Moshe Shapiro thought, is originally he thought that we're talking about a big baharis. So then he's saying, a big baharis, so you cut a little bit, you didn't do anything. Right? You didn't violate the lav. So just cut a little bit, and then you'll roll the rest. But he said no. But you can be, so first of all, can we talk about cutting the michya? And the michya say is the shear of a michya is adasha, and then there was some tsaras there. So you cut part of the michya off with cutting part of the you cut part of the michya off, which is in Avera as it is, to cut off the michya, even part of the michya, and you memait from the shear. So memela, you will matire.
Are those 2 different things?
What?
Cutting off a little and being memait from
the shear? So when you cut off, you were memait. So you did do the bris mila, you had a cut. And when you cut into the michya.
So this is being memait the shear.
Right. In other words, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro thought, the Havamina he thought, is that there's a big michya or a big baharis, so even if you cut, you still have to be mind the shear. So he said, no, hachav my skin, and that it's the shear. Kol ha-michya is the shear of adosher, the shear of the michya to be metame. V'im yachtok afil rak ma'at, yismayt mi shear v'over gam kem belav. That's number one. One possibility. O mishkachle, Shanega, what's the shear of nega, as we learned in Hilchas Nida, is gris. It's the shear of a gris. So there's a gris of tsaras, barosha atara. So even if you're only going to cut a little bit and roll back the wrist, what? You're going to be mamai the shear. Because if the whole, in other words, you're going to cut at the rosh. You know, so the first part you cut is where the gris is, and therefore you're going to violate the lav, but you have to do it to do the mitzvah of milah.
A different teretz.
It's the same principle. It's one is cutting the tzaras, and one is cutting the michya. But then the third thing is what Rabbi Alter, Rabbi Tuchman was saying. is Gam Yesh Lomar She Yifra V'Yischasa Beheres Ben Matei Ha'or Al Yidei She Yidchenu L'Chorav Im Or Apriya Yavor Gam Kein Belav. That Afka Shanega Niris La'ayin Mikri Nega. Right? In other words, we know, like Rabbi Shapiro said over to me, like if you know you have folds in the skin and it's underneath the fold, so it's not nira, so then that's not a nega either. So if when you fold it over, that's also going to be a violation of even though the Lashon HaGemara and Makkos and other places kotzeitz, but it's kotzeitz is not the key thing. But if, even if you and that's what you said originally, or you said originally, so that's the third teretz. So this Marsham is very important in, you know, and as we're going to see, the Marsham was a Divrei Chaim, component. So he has to give, you know, so these terutzim are very important because you can say all these populum that we're saying about the, but how does it work with the Gemara? But, you know, it has to, so he gives you three mahalchim in the Gemara.
If
the nega is not nearer, then what? So then it's not a nega. So therefore, that's like cutting it off, like Rabbi Tuchman said. And I'll show you. There's a lot of tshuvas in the Marsham, but a lot of tshuvas in the Marsham. One second. And take a look on page 9 so you can see it clear in the Marsham on page 9. The Birjana Rav. Yeah. Rabbi Teichner said that, you know, he was the Poisek Hador, but he didn't get along, like his own community, they didn't have enough respect for him. So he said, I'm the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoylo Chutz Mi Berjan. That's why he was the Rav. Other Rabbanim have said the same. Okay, so on page 9 on the left, he says, Mikol Mokom Ledina Yeshlom Kedivrei Maram Shik Hanal Dechituch Lav Davka V'Ochad Imlochsa Nokat. See? So the Marsham Paskins Chlor against the Chochmas Adam and like the Divrei Chaim. So therefore you understand very well that the significance of the tshuva was very important. I mean, of those, that question. Oh, so I was on the phone, I think with the Bris Eliyahu from, I was on the phone, I called him up in Bnei Brak. He wrote that sefer that I put in the packet. Mm-hmm. And then we were talking about Chochmah, because in his sefer, you know, he speaks a lot about Chochmah, and we were talking, and then he said, you know, there's a sefer that just came out, and has this letter from the Stipler, and then I went to the library, and just that day, they got it. It's amazing. So I made this packet, I even called Rabbi Tuchman up to come to see it. You know, I was so excited about this sefer, Torah Sabris. So he has here the letter from the Stipler, and then the Biurim on the letter. Understand? So the Stipler, Baruch Hashem, I was zochet to see the Stipler. When I was in Eretz Yisrael in like 81, 82, That was the person that every Ben Torah went to see. You know, there were a lot of different Rabbanim, but no one went to see anyone else. That was who you went, the Stipler.
It's like today, like what kind today?
Yeah, sort of like, yeah, but... and you could see that, like, the Kedusha in the room, it was like something, you know, it was an experience. I have a lot of stories to say, but we have to have the Shir. So look here, he writes here. This was written Erev Shabbos Kodesh. The first time actually I went to see the Stipler was on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, because what happened was I had to sign up for the American Army when I turned 18. I had to go to Tel Aviv to sign up for the draft. I didn't leave yeshiva. I was in Keren Biavna. I didn't leave yeshiva so often. So once I left to go to Tel Aviv, my friend, Dr. Joel Pleader, I don't know if you heard of him, he's a OBG in Baltimore. And he's, we had our English birthday around the same time. So we both had to sign up for the draft around the same time. So we said, once we're in Tel Aviv, we'll stop off in Bnei Brak and to see the stipler. And what happened was, they said that he stayed up the whole night, Thursday night, learning, so he's sleeping now. So he couldn't, so we had to go back Motzai Shabbos to see him. So we did. Yeah. Okay, and that's a separate story, that whole, okay. But so, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, he was writing this letter. Chvor HaBocha HaYokar HaChavid Mordechai Soson Sheyichya Loch Yom Tovim Bin Mila Kvar Nogu Kol HaMoyolim Kach Ros HaDivrei Chaim. Okay, that's pretty. It was all in the packet. I mean, Shechriya Shavu Pishol Lechtechol Orlach Shusur Al De Priya Shapir Dami. He says V'kach Lechatchil Yeshlach Toch Kol Orla Ein Sham Baorach. So, like Rabbi Tuchman said to me, Lechatchil you should try to cut not to avoid this whole thing. I mean, the Rechaim himself, but. But once you didn't, in other words, l'chatchila you could still do like the Divrei Chaim. Was what do you mean kol ha'moyel? This is what we were pilpuling, Rabbi Tuchman and I. What does it mean l'chatchila? In other words, halach is like he's saying like the Divrei Chaim. So, but the Divrei Chaim says l'chatchila. It could be like the Stein is saying, you know, don't avoid the whole question. You know, why get involved? Or the Divrei Chaim himself said that. But what's the ikar halacha? Is he an oral or is not oral? Okay, we said even the Divrei Chaim, even the Chachmas Adam would agree that Maariv Shif, once it gets, you know, attached above, that he's not an oral. But the Chachmas Adam, as the Bris Eliyahu points out, it's still Mavato the Mitzvah. It's Kiso HaRuach, as he's called. Chen Chachil Yishlach Toch Kol HaOrla. V'lo Yotza Chas V'Shom Shum Mechshom Mitachas Yotcha. In other words, this fellow, Bris Eliyahu, was telling me that this fellow, you know, did milas when he was younger, and he was had a guilty conscience that maybe he didn't do a good job. So the stipend was saying, no, don't worry. Lo yotza chas v'shalom shul michshol mitachas yadcha. V'chei nogim kol hamolim litpos ha'orlo kechol ha'efshar v'lachtof v'ashar misalkim al yidei priya. So it's interesting. Those are ashar misalkim al yidei chituch. Ashar misalkim al yidei priya. So this letter is, you know, is an important letter. And
Patrick and
clear. And then he quotes different things. You can look. I mean, we already saw the sugya, so. You know, we saw these, you want to see the Biurim and Birurim, so, you know, I think we saw most of it already. Okay, so, that's...
I
don't know if I realized that. Oh, it was written to him, oh, okay. Alright, okay, yeah, he was the Mechaber of the Sefer, okay. And he's the son of the Moyel Rabbi Yaakov. I don't know if it was Yaakov HaGoyzer, but his father was. But the question we did before you came in is if you don't have to be chotech, so what's pshat esei docholosa say milo v'haheres, right? Yeah. So here we saw the Marsham gave three terutzim. Either you still have to cut a little bit, and that umamay the shear and you violate a lot, or we saw that even if you roll it up. It's not near it anymore. That's like cutting off the because it's if it's not near it, like Rav Moshe Shapiro explained to me, if it's not near it, that's like it's not there anymore. So therefore, that would be a violation of Hishomer B'Neged Tzorach, even though you didn't actually do a chituch. Understand? So that's a fundamental.
Well, you didn't address the Shabbos. I'll say that.
Right.
Well, can I just ask? the whole discussion of Chokhmah Sadeh and Rebbe Chaim is even on tzitzin that don't read words of the.
No, the tzitzin that are not makvim are not makvim. We can leave them there.
I'm saying this is only on strands that.
Not makvim. If you could just leave it there. I mean, a Hidur mitzvah that. But tzitzin are not makvim, not makvim. Oh. Okay, so now there's another.
Is that common that we have strands like that?
It's so interesting. I was looking at the kid today, and I was saying, like, where's the orla? Right, but probably, you know, it's like it's on the, you know, so you don't even, you know, I'm a novice, you know, whatever. But then he took the mug in, and then he pulled it through. Like my Talmud, what's his name, Rabbi Spivak, is a mile, like a shoehorn, like basically, thank you again. It's basically like this. Well, it's a little loose, yeah. I'm going to make a better picture. Yeah. So you basically have this, and so this is the mug-in, and the baby's on the other side, and then you put the skin comes, it pulls through this area of the skin. There's no pressure on it. Then it makes a bracha with guts. Whereas the clamp, it's clamped. Here there's no clamp. This is, there's no pressure. It's just, the idea is we want the mechitza so you don't cut off the aver.
Is that wide?
No, it's not. It's not.
No, I understand it.
It may be too wide, it may be less, but it's even less than that. Right. You understand? And so, So after the bris, the mile said to me, you don't have to worry about my mila. He said, you know, you know, monkeys, you don't say, you know, everybody, you know. Okay. But that's one of the things we talked about. I had to run after the bris milah to get back here to give this. I wish I could have stayed longer to speak. Because as I said, this is the first time I ever looked at I followed Rabbi Alter's tzav of la bris habet. I'll take
it. Not me, it's the Python.
Right. But usually I always look away. You know, I mean, usually you're not always up so close. Here, you're Sadek, you're Mamish. The first thing he asked me to do was to make sure the talus was over my. I don't know where that sheet that comes from. You know, that's the talus over your head.
Oh, but
you're
going to do it
on the Stam Riz again. Yeah. The moral. Yes, I'm going to argue with him. Okay. Now, there's another fundamental question that I've been talking about this Truma Sadeshin for some time now. So I want to show you the Truma Sadeshin, and then there's more to see. But this is new vistas as well. So look at the truma. I told you, anyone who's serious about learning halacha, you have to learn all the truma sadeshins. In any area of halacha, any area that I've ever come across, there's always a significant truma from the truma sadeshin. That's my experience in life. No, I never learned truma sadeshin kaseder. Just when you're learning whatever you're learning, it'll always be quoted in the Beis Yosef and the. Yeah, you should look it up to see. Because, you know, the Shach writes, Kayadua, the Truma Sadeshin, he wrote the questions and the answers. So these weren't real. This is just a way of presenting it, but he wrote the questions and wrote the. It's not like Ikros Moshe that people send. Maybe people did send it, but the things that he wrote, that's why you can be medayik from the question and the answer, because he wrote, he was the questioner and the answer.
Do you have any nice things to say about the question?
Yeah. Okay, so cotton malu, v'nichnas milosu tachas or sha'al ha'gviya. Uch'she'enu miskasha, ein milosu nires klal. So, page 4. They did a mila. Okay. Nichtas v'los etachat to or shal hagvia, and the or went up. U'she'enu miskasha ein v'los neiras klal. Tavshu miskasha in. In other words, but they saw that if he's not miskasha, you can't see the Torah, the you know whatever sheet of it. And when he is miskasha, Einu nirarak rosh hamila kumo shlish ha'atorah. So when he's amus kasha, we had machlokes, right? Shachar, Svardi, you know. But this kid, at the end, if he's amus kasha, you don't see anything. When he's amus kasha, only she's shlish, so you don't even have rov. Pravei miyaldei mishpachto bederch zeh, So he's saying that the moil didn't necessarily do anything wrong. So what's the story? So he says you have to be misakin. So he says tshuva yir the tzarch l'dach liyofa b'dover zeh. He says the Rambam says cotton should sorrow rach medildol or she balbaso or she yirik ke eno mohol roi moso be eisha mitzkacha im nire shehu mohol eno tzorch klum tzorch l'saket abosu mikhan mikhan mnei mar sign. So if it's if he's miskasha, everyone agrees that the din of Marasayan is b'shas kishrei. So b'shas kishrei is nira is okay. If he meisha miskasha lo nira shumol chozrim kotsim, but if he's not nira, then you have to kotsim. So there's a din of Marasayan. So the question is, how much do you have to do for Marasayan? When is there a chiv of Marasayan? So he says, when you don't do that, you're going to kill Chosu. He says, one second. So he says like this. First word in the law is Tachsor. He says, is there a situation to talk about cotton? Yeah. He says, here, once again, look at the line that begins, Pam Shnia. Near the Lushan Zer Mashman, when you don't know me, Circle Sakin Rim Marasain, the Derze Yeshli Trochi, Makotan Litkoka or Lacharel, Lixor, Saviv Gitchel Mal, you can keep rolling it back, Imefsha Shatamo Cham Lotar Zulamata, if you can keep it. But, Imefsha Derze, Elachto will cut its Klumina or. Everyone's saying cut, cut, cut. No. Hoel v'nira mohol she miskasha. So when he's miskasha, is nira mohol, is good. Lavagav do'ein nira min ha-Torah ela b'ro. But even if he's miskasha, you only see, when he's not miskasha, you see nothing. When he's miskasha, a shlish. You only see a shlish. So a shlish is not so much. That's less than the records that's sheer of Rove. Lavagav do'ein nira min ha-Torah ela b'ro she kamo shlish. He says, in Hilchas Maris Ayin, you just have to see, even if you see a shlish, that's good enough. The Dafka of Gabitzit, you see, this kid, he's saying, was Nimol Karoi. He's Nimol Karoi, that's what he's claiming. But now it's covered up, even when it's Miskasha, Moses is covered up, it's still okay. The Dafka Gabi Tzitzan Matvinas Hamila being a Gili Rova Torah. Because when you're doing the Mila, you have to do it right. But if afterwards it gets covered, so then it's only a din of marasayin.
The opposite of his case.
Right. Near a mall called Iker, Avshin Shashaloya Nikra or Rachmid Rabban, who over near a mall, Rachbrosh Atal Mata Ksas, near a mall Karinabit. So he says, for the Maris Ayin Halacha, so as long as it's a Shlish Magula, that's good enough. That's so the question is, but how do you know if he's Nimo Karoi? Right? In other words, how do you know whether this. No, it was Irachanami, if it was Nimo Karoi, and...
This isn't the Arla, this is some fact that makes him look at these kids.
Yeah.
It's not the
Arla. No, so...
I mean, I presume he can tell. Yeah.
So, I don't know about that. Because...
Maybe... grows up in the reason.
Yeah. Yeah. In yeah. Yeah, in other words, the simple shot in the Gemara is the fact, right. But the question is, what about even we'll see. Does this apply even to the Orla as well?
He cut
Karoi, and then later on it got. So let's look in Shulchan Aruch. Let's look in how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch.
So it sounds like there's no issue. It just doesn't look right.
Right. So look in the
Shulchan Aruch. In general, there's still Barasayim to cut.
So, I'm also not clear what it looks like, but it's clear that everything happens correctly. Yes, Barasayim doesn't look because the kid has a unique physique.
In other words, well, let's look at Shulchan Aruch. What does it say? Cotton shebasar rach umedulvo, hoshul bal baser harbe, at shener ki ilu einu mohol. Page 6. Roim in be'eshem miskasha. Near a mohol, itzarach lomo pam shenis. Mikol mokom mishum marasai itzarach v'sakin ribui habasim mikan mikan. Im einu near a mohol beit kisur itzarach achto kol habasim bedudo shenu kimul b'shas kishur. Rama. Itzarach she near a beit kishur rav hatara hol v'nimo pamachas kehogan filo near a rag miyut hatara shim tzarach. Itzarach lomo shenis. Mikol mokom efshe itzakin al deisha imshach or ויתחכן ולאחריה ויקשן שם עד שתמה ולא תחזור למטה. Okay. So he was... So let's assume, like Rabbi Olda said, it was a fact. But what about... Right. In other words... Right, the chiddush of the Truma Sedeshin is to, for the din of Marasayin, you don't need Rov, because you could say the Marasayin, so maybe you need the shear that you need, because Marasayin you would think you have to have whatever the mitzvah is.
Right. Because there's seven. Marasayin and Shlish would be.
Right. Right. Now, let's say.
Meaning it's other states. It's not the
Orla.
It's
covered. Okay. But I want to see more about that. That's the simple idea. But what if it's...
He's
not saying
anything different
from
the
Truma
Sedeshin, is it?
What?
This is straight Truma Sedeshin.
Yeah, this is the Truma Sedeshin. Yeah, he's
quoting
the Truma Sedeshin.
Yeah.
What?
He says to tie it. What does that mean?
Yeah, tie it back.
Tie it back.
Literally, tie it.
Yeah,
bandage.
You wrap it up in a bandage.
Now, what's the din? We said before that even according to the Divrei Chaim, that's only if it's omed, you know, it's not going to fall back. But if according to the Divrei Chaim, you did it in a way that it fell back, so then
that was the fringe of the
Orla. That's the Orla. Oh, so. Yeah, so let me show you more. Then you'll. Take a look on page 24 in the footnotes. That's what I want to show you. Footnote 403. Page 24. Ayin b'shut nefesh chaya. Shekosu came mishum chosno Rabbi Yeshua mikutno. Tav she'enu mechasa ator b'shas amilo. Mikol mokim tekef nimo. Often says Osid Lachzor Lachasa Sasatara Afshalom Yadovukum Huber Latar Lomhani. See what's the following thing? Say you rolled it back, right? And then it rolled back. But it's dangling. It's dangling.
The Orla.
So would that be considered an Orla? And say it's dangling Roth. But it's not dovuk to the. I told you when I saw the baby today, I was saying, "Hey, where's the orla?" Because it's like part of the, you know, you don't even see, that, you know.
What do you mean? But you can't see the atara.
Yeah, right. So that but it looked right. So that was what it was. I was looking at the orla, but you know, you didn't see Kegel. It was two different. There's the gid and the. You know, until he took the thing, and then, you know.
He held it, or when he put it there, it was able to hold itself? Like, did the mouse?
I think he held it. He held it, yeah, because it's not a clamp.
Yeah,
it's just, if he was going to let go, it'll come back.
I've seen a mug in, it was probably like, you know, the distance between these two fingers.
Oh, okay. So there are a lot of different muggings that'll stay.
Right, so you pull it.
I would think that he was holding it, but it was so everything was so quick. And so he says, he quotes the Nefesh Chaya, that if, according to the Mekilim, Nefesh Chaya was from the Mekilim, from the Divrei Chaim people. He says, but if it's taken. It's going to be choser chasos, even though it's not going to be dove back. That's an oral still. Lo mahani kachah masham ulo. Look what he says. Pashtus divrei das divrei chayim mechudeshes lahokil gam biki haygavna. The kach choser b'shut mashag u'b'shut avnei nezer. That it could be. And we'll see this inside, that even if it, you see, if it rolls back right away and it's dove back, then you did nothing. But if it never is dove back again, so then it's only a din of what?
Marasayim.
Even on the oral itself.
But if you just probe, isn't that what the probe does? It separates the
whole. Yeah, but the probe separates. But probably if you'd wait.
But what makes it? I don't know if the aura is there. Why if you do it this way, it's going to go back in this way?
No, because if in 10 minutes it'll just go back.
And if you.
But if you, I'll show you the marshag in a second. See the marshag? Look at the marshag. I want to show you Marshag.
You have to cut it. You don't have to cut. You have to separate every RL.
Look at the Marshag. Let's look at the Marshag. On page 12. First he writes, we're going to see page 12 and 15. In the Hadover, al svar bli raya, kam ki nirim divrei hagon bal divrei chayim. Yosin nechonim, umishum, so yadu roim, the ikar hakpeda shal Torah, yidavka al gilu ha Torah. Shafilu bim chotach lagamrei rov bosar ha orla, kol shemiyut ha orlan hanishar chof ha rov gova, o rov hekef, rehu orl mena Torah. Good. And then he says, next paragraph. Mashakotsuv chachmasodim have a parable of mal. Yitzchak Lavi Rael is that the parable of mal ain't a mal. Agaba Yishlomo. He says, in other words, the chachmasodim says mal v'lo paras ki v'lo mal. Certainly, parable of mal. So he said, no, not true. That parable of mal, meaning you didn't necessarily cut it off, is good. Then he says. Now, page 13. Hine Mori Hanal, Besofa Chuvasham, Mori is who? Maram Shek. Because Marshag is the Talmud of the Maram Shek. The Omnam Kolze Imam Or Ben Hap. Shalpriya ben shal or lechazo lamala kamo shahaya meikar. Avim or shahuksa venifla lamata kivisuset nisharu mitachta kamo shahosa bashas hamila. And he says like this. In other words, it's only not good if it comes, lamala means lamata. You know, because lamala means the end of the Aver is Lamala. That's, we would call that Lamata because we always speak about, you know, our head is Lamala. He's saying if it comes back to the way it was originally, then it's no good. But if it doesn't come back the way it was Meikara, then maybe that's only, even the Or, Ha'orla is only what? Marasayim. He says, V'nirani is like the Bir Dvar, the Mechalik, Bein im Chazer Ha'or, V'nidbak al Guf Boser Ha'atara, L'bein im Mechase B'li Dibuk. T'hagrav na Mechase, Rak beli dibuk shuv hale b'chal kotn ha-mesurbon. The word dino b'ramo, im shas kishu nira rak shlish ha-tora megula, that's the Trumas Adeshin, hein tzor shim tikun. V'chilu kanal lira lani az daiti ma'od la-halocha, ula-maisa. V'gam mistaber ma'od, mitzar ha-svar. T'chozor v'nidbak, kazay ha-svar nosen az da-Allah or ha-orl v'nidbak tekef, achar ha-katicha, k'shilu ha-mol yodos, t'az adayin lo-yizchil l-srapos klal, in other words, it's sort of like, you know, like you have a stamp. So if you use the, if it's glued it someplace once, it's going to lose its, but if you never glued it someplace, you stamp it on, it'll stick. So Mela, if this thing is adhering to the thing, if it didn't heal or didn't adhere a little to the top, it'll go back, it's Kilo, nothing happened. But once it was up long enough that it's hischil lisrapos, so it loses that ability to cling onto the gid. So memela, then it's, we view that like fat. And then you only need shlish atar magula, even on the ora orla. That's something.
Why is there din maris ayin? If you don't have to cut anything off, why is there din maris ayin that if it's not cut off, it looks like it's not nimol red?
Because why is, you can ask another Truma Sadeshin, why is the din of maris ayin?
Why would we do any of this? There won't be a Marasayim because everyone looks the same. But you don't even need a Kilo Yatara.
Right. You don't need Gilai Torah.
Right.
Don't
you wait up or just
give like
Gilai Torah?
You don't
need
Gilai
Torah.
No, but if meaning...
Our if
he's saying,
if
it's dangling, if it's dangling, without a Gilai, but it's dangling, it's not... So that's Katan Mesur Bar Bavasa.
But this is the
Or HaOrla. That's what he's saying.
So why would anyone do more?
Right, so he's saying that that's also called...
So as Michael was saying, so that basically you don't need a Gilai HaTorah from the Orla even.
Right, but if it didn't stay back long enough, and it'll just, that shows that you did nothing. In other words, he's saying if you Megala, definitely Megala, if you Megala, and then it stayed, and then it stayed long enough that it can't be Nidbak anymore to the Aver. And therefore, that's why it's only dangling and it's not clinging. So he says that's a siman that.
Why, if that's the case, why is the standard of Mars Ayin Chitov if I can just do it and else another way?
It isn't. Who says? Yeah. Who says?
So what's the standard of Mars Ayin that if I'm just rolling it back and hanging?
Mars Ayin, if it's.
What's the comparison? Why do you even need normal shatara?
I don't have to do anything. Certainly, you could cut. If you roll back, cover the whole shatara, it'd still be a kosher deal.
Right, but there's a din of marasayim.
But what's the marasayim? That's kosher.
Up to what?
But because they made a din of marasayim. You can ask on the Truma Sedeshin. Why didn't you make every marasayim to be that you have to make sure it's Rav Megula? That would, I think, because what was a marasayim? It looks like he's an aura, right? So I would say, without this Truma Sedeshin, if you'd ask me, Marasayim, you have to make sure that it's Rav, you know, in other words, that's what I would have said. But the Truma Sedeshin broke that. So that you don't have to blame the Marshan. You can blame the Truma Sedeshin. You blame the Truma Sedeshin. Right. He wasn't. But still, Afal Pikein, he definitely wasn't, say.
Okay.
Right. But he's saying the Marshag is saying, and we'll see the Avni Nezer as well, is that even under Ora Orla, if it's not, if you cut it and now it healed enough that it's no longer to be Nidbuk, and then it came back later, but it didn't adhere, that's only Midin Marasai.
So Lu Yisir, you could probe and separate the ore from the Aver, and Lu Yisir, it wouldn't...
So had a good probe, and then 2 minutes later, it'll just because it wasn't Svapri. It won't.
It won't heal it.
Right.
Then
it
won't heal it.
And then it'll never. Right.
There's
hashtag, so the heal starts, whatever. No,
really.
Mean
then
it
heals. Right. You just need to
separate it.
Well, the heat would be the probing, maybe.
This is
going to
be the
newest thing. Yeah, I mean, look in the Avni Nezer.
What's the
riot? Let's look in the Avni Nezer. Let's see if the Avni Nezer says this also. And it's the opposite of our good friend, the Mari Asad. Because the Mari Asad said that even if you have it, that it's not covering at all, but it was potentially there, you still have to cut that off Medina.
It's not even covering the
Atar. So let's see. In the Avni Nezer. So he says, look on page 15. So Ozvav, let's start with Ozvav. Vashkosavim malosu machmas she'omim she'zeb bo machmas she'en korim kol ora priya rak masirin oso lamatu meilu chozum mechase kol she'osid lovo meilu ki'ilu kvar nase. Right? if it's going to recover it again, it's no good. So then he's mefalpel with different things. So he says like this: for old ches os ches tatenachim hayadin moshech posul menator. If he came and should so for livsol gamachsha posul. For came and came on moshech midorais a kosher and came gamachakach yechoshev mohol. Whereas even if it's going to come back, that's not called oral. Moshuch. Moshuch is not oral. So it was if Moshuch would be possible in a Torah, Moshuch or also, so you pull it back. So if that would be that's the orla for shteitzach. So if that would be a din d'oraisa, right? So then I understand. Then anytime anything comes back, but since moshuch is not a din d'oraisa, that's what Avnei Nezer's point is. If moshuch would be a din d'oraisa, then anytime it pulls back, it's. So now you started from square one, but moshuch means it's covering the atara.
Moshuch that came in the skin of the aver and pull it back over the atara, and they grow it. Kiyu, there's a new one there. They're not taking the orla and putting it back.
So the orla is gone. This is our Korea that's the main new one. The orvila doesn't exist anymore. It was cut off.
So even if Sofo were to come back, he's saying it's still okay, because he's saying Haraya Moshuch is okay. So he's learning Moshuch is even on the Or HaOrla.
The Orla is cut off. They cut the Orla.
If it was cut off, then...
The normative case is that there was no priest.
Right, but it's not... Well, that's what Rabbi Walter said a couple of weeks ago, that you see from Moshuch that it wasn't necessarily cut off, and now you're Moshuch it back.
That's what I'm saying. Moshuch or Lush doesn't necessarily bring the Orla back.
Right, but he's assuming that it's going on the Orla as well. Moshuch or Lush. Moshuch or Lush.
He's talking about the Orla, not the Orla.
Right.
Why?
You cut the mila, you porea the orpria.
Right, but you say. But then you say like what Rabbi Alter said, that you rolled it up the ormila. Now you moshech it.
There's some of the mila was cut.
Right, but some of it wasn't cut. If you say assume like the devechayim. So that's okay. What you need is to Megala. So then you rolled it back. So he's saying that since Moshuch is, so then it wouldn't be an Oral Midoraisa. Even if it came back. So if it came back, like the Marshak said, and then it's Dovuk, so then you did nothing. But if it came back, it's just dangling, so that's Moshuch. So then you have a Redin of Marasayan. So then you have to...
Moshuch isn't going to heal on it.
Moshuch no,
heal
right. It's not going to heal on. If it would heal on, then it would be an oral minotaur.
Right.
So that's
true. You pull the skin back a little,
eventually.
Yeah. Right. So that's what he's saying. I think that's what the Bris Eliyahu. If you want, I can give him a call.
I think just in the bar.
But I think that's what he's saying. If you take a look on that footnote, see, I was very excited at footnote 403. In other words, once you have to see the Trumas Hadeshin, and then you see what these Achronim are saying, look at what is going on. Here, look in the top of the Sefer. Look base. Page 24. Ba'ofen shechot ha'chelo ba'ol b'givas ha'tor b'tchikas shar ola achor, hafa or chozer shuv v'chofes ha'tor, Mishasa Bris Hamatov Yaborer she yatsireu es ha kavisha or yoshev l'chasos es ha Torah. Right? Near the Havel Dasa Mekilim, you didn't do anything because it's all made to come back. So is mitzvah, right?
There was no priest then, right? Was there a priest then?
Yeah, say there was a priest, but it wasn't good enough. So it's all made to come back. But then he says that the pashtus dasa divrechaim is lahakil gam b'kei gavna, and came shud marshag shud avnei nezer. So I think what he's saying is that they're learning that even if it's only to come back, as long as it's not going to, obviously, there has to be something that you did nothing. So if it's going to come back and going to be like it was Meikara, so then you did nothing. But if obviously you were poil, now it's dangling. So dangling orla does haste fat. But if it's not dangling, does taste oral. Yeah. I mean, we'd have to look in... that's what he writes. Hadivrechaim, I can call him up and ask him. Pashtus das Hadivrechaim b'chudeshes l'hokel gam b'ki aigavna. So I think the Peshad is saying that an orla that doesn't dove back is now considered a piece of fat. Because once you had it up enough time that it was magula, now it batal shame oral. Let me nay. And what's the shear? The shear is enough that it's healed enough that it won't be chozer v'nidbak on the atara. But this is a very interesting point here.
Why is it different when you say to cut it up with a peel that it's soaked? Akhidikath is fine. How did the knife get
Michael
Kamel's kicked in the first place?
Well, the Pashup shot is because Priya alone just won't but see us.
Tied it, they said.
If it's butter at the time of the meal, then if I would take the bandage off,
that it's not going to stay, then even the Rechaim would be moda.
Right. And in a regular meal, you cut off so that you put the bandage on it. What's that?
That's just
a... So I'm saying, if you take the bandage off, is anything going to come down? Is anything going to...
Would the Orpriya, would the Orpriya come down?
Yeah. In a regular meal, followed by
so okay, then I have to...
That's what he comes at the shack for.
That they were priya.
Something along the line. That's exactly. He said something along the line.
They said they wrap right underneath the Atara, and it looks like it's a barrier. The way that they wrap
right.
It looks like it's a barrier.
So they keep it stay up.
Right. So then you wait 3 days. It heals that way. Then you take off.
And then it's healed, and it's going to stay there. They're all on
that. He just asked the bar at the time of the Mila that, what's he say? He says, in at the meal, he would know that if I would kick the bandage off, it's going to fall down.
Right.
Then that's what I would.
Right.
So I think in every meal, if you don't put that bandage off, the meal followed by a priya, the priya wouldn't just fall down. It takes time to heat. I mean,
maybe
there's
a certain amount.
But I'm saying, isn't that every case that you need the bandage to...
I mean, what if you didn't have a bandage with the priya? Yeah, right.
As I'm saying, but
in a
regular
priya. Okay, I would have to ask someone who knows the mitzvahs better. Okay, but I think this is a very fundamental, this Truma Sadeshan is an interesting chiddush, and then... And what the Avnei Nezer and the Marshag say is also very interesting. Okay, and the stipler's letter. You saw the stipler's letter. You can't deny the stipler's letter.
The Jewish tradition of these authorities. The Jewish tradition is talking about the maritime for what? For Priya, for the
Basel? Any maritime, whatever is maritime. Anything's covering, any skin that's covering the Atara is a din maritime. So how do you misakin that? Just make sure that that is a b'shas kishui is at least a shlish megula, and then he did, he took care of that, which is a chiddush because I would have thought you need rov.
After this, you don't even need rov to be megula to be a
melacha. Right, because that's already you're going into the maris ayin realm.
It's just funny. The din maris ayin is more chomer than the din itself.
Well, that's what Marasayan is. Marasayan says it's still mutter, yet it's still also Mishra Marasayan.
But even on a good day, you don't even need it to be it
sounds like Marasayan is the only reason we have
it. Only, but if it adheres, then we say you did nothing. So if it adheres, it's a raya that it wasn't, that you just did. In other words, they say you pick it up for a second, oh, Magala, and that's it.
So keep the bandage.
But the assumption is, no, because the assumption is that it won't stay. That's what he writes. If you just won't cut anything, and
just pull it back and put a bandage there,
it won't stay. It'll never stay. It'll go back. It'll never stay. You have to cut. Even the Rechaim is cutting. The Chosanu says just that if there's things that are still makiv, you have to cut them too, and it's not enough to be pulled. Okay. I've also